The odds are out, the speculation is rife, and it's likely there'll be a lot of subtle campaigning on behalf of each group and interest in the Church of England as the new Archbishop of Canterbury is selected. This week saw Dr. Rowan Williams announce that he'll stand down as the Archbishop of Canterbury in December. Well, let's talk to the Bishop of Salisbury, Nicholas Holtom, who is on the line now. Bishop, good morning.
Good morning, Lee. Good morning, everyone.
I inadvertently referred to you just before the news as the Archbishop of Salisbury, so I don't have any insider information. It wasn't a Freudian slip.
Well, but, what you're right about is the place. I'm going nowhere.
Is that right? Would you rule yourself out of this job then?
Nobody's going to do that and nobody's going to seek it. And I reckon that any talk about the runners and riders is just nonsense at the moment. The thing to do to start with is to try to work out where we've got to as a church. And I really want to just say thank you to God and thank you to Rowan and Jane Williams for what they've done. And there have been some significant achievements, and it's a really difficult place that we're in. And it's always been a difficult place. I think it's a mistake to think that these are particularly and unusually difficult times. Yeah, they're always difficult times.
They are. I mean, it's not unheard of, is it, for an archbishop to, you know, decide that he wants to leave the job, but it's usually for retirement. It is fairly unusual for somebody to want to resume the career that they had before they were Archbishop of Canterbury. Do you think it will raise a few eyebrows?
Well, I think it has raised a few eyebrows, but I'm not sure it should do, because Rowan Williams has done 10 years. He's made it clear that he did not want to be Archbishop for more than one Lambeth conference. They come round every 10 years, and he needs to give his successor time to prepare for the next Lambeth conference, which will be in 2018. I'm absolutely sure that's what's driving it. It's come slightly earlier than any of us were expecting, but I suspect most people in the know thought he would go sometime next year.
And yet, a lot of people, I don't know, would think of the job as not being a job like, like going to be in charge of Magdalen College or whatever, not being a kind of career path, but being a calling. Are people misinterpreting that?
No, I think you've got that exactly right, and that's why Rowan Williams did it. And this wasn't a job that he was seeking, and he's done it out of a sense of calling and duty, and 10 years is long enough for him. He feels as though he shouldn't lead the church through the next Lambeth conference. His successor needs time to prepare for that.
We were talking earlier about this, and I guess we spoke about some of the challenges that he's faced during his tenure, and some of the challenges might be described as some theologians as distractions, whether it's the role of women in church, whether it's gay marriage. I wonder whether the next Archbishop of Canterbury will be chosen as somebody who can particularly grapple with those issues, or whether the church will take a longer view.
I think there are two things to say to that. One is there are always issues, and it's a mistake to think they're distractions. They just happen to be the stuff we're working on in our day, and they're important issues. But they're not the focus of the job of being Archbishop of Canterbury. They're the context of it. The focus of the Archbishop of Canterbury is on the life of Christ, on the life of the church, on what it means to be a Christian today.
And so I wonder, who would be the right man for the job?
Jesus Christ probably wouldn't get the job. So Rowan Williams is a wonderful scholar, priest, poet. In my experience, he is an outstanding pastor. As a sensible and hospitable archbishop, he's provided hospitality to the whole Anglican Communion. In terms of the disputes, he's kept people talking. He's tried to keep them at the table and at the Eucharistic table. Now, what's needed from an archbishop is also a certain amount of organisational and political savvy. And I think, looking from the outside, that's what most people would say Rowan Williams has been less strong on. Now, maybe in the way of swings and roundabouts, that's what we ought to be looking for. But I'd be enormously resistant to trying to identify the next archbishop by the things that the present one was less good at.
Yeah, no, people understand that, of course. But a shrewd operator would be a helpful thing to the church.
It depends what you mean by shrewd. If you mean that positively, in terms of somebody who can read the politics...
Of course I do. How else would I? else would I mean it?
Well, because sometimes you can think of shrewd people as being opportunistic and self-serving and reading it from... This has to be somebody who's a holy person. But for goodness sake, what we want above all else is somebody who's holy and holds before us the light of Jesus Christ. I actually think Rowan Williams has done that very well.
Yeah, absolutely. And so just talk us through, if you would, the process now for selecting the replacement.
There's a committee called the Crown Nominations Committee, which will be formed under a lay chairman appointed by the Prime Minister. That person, as far as I know, has not yet been identified and will take some time to do so. Six representatives from the Diocese of Canterbury. This is the Archbishop of Canterbury. Six from General Synod. He is the Primate of All England. A representative from the Primates of the Anglican Communion. And I think that's the group that makes the decision, served by the Prime Minister's Appointment Secretary and the Archbishop's Appointment Secretary.
And while that process goes on, as a man, how does it feel? Because clearly it's a big time of change for the church. And as a leader, you need to guide the diocese through that. But how does it feel emotionally to see that change at the top of the church?
Rowan Williams has been a friend for about 33, 34 years because he was my tutor at Theological College, and I am enormously fond of him. However, I do think that 10 years is a good stint, and I understand his reasons for going, and it is time to look for somebody new. I think the real question is, do we look for somebody who can see us with experience and wisdom through to the next Lambeth Conference and then leave pretty soon after, or are we looking for somebody from the next generation of leadership who will be able to see us through a 10-year or more period?
And would you make a preference one way or the other personally on that?
I don't think I would at the moment, but I do think there is an argument. I mean, it's very interesting to hear the names being talked about. The Archbishop of York, he's 64. So there's a discussion about what does it mean for Archbishop Williams to give way to an older man? On the other hand, the Archbishop of York comes with experience and wisdom and would just get us through to the next Lambeth Conference if he retires at 70, which is the custom. So there's an argument for it, but I think we'll probably end up looking at a younger generation of leaders. But I wouldn't. I at this stage, we're still talking it out, aren't we? We're still trying to discern what's right.